So joining us now is Sabrina Tavernisi, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Sabrina.
Good morning.
We wanted to take a look at a story we've been reporting all morning. A new study by the Pew Research Center says that the recession has hit different groups differently. Not terribly surprising, but it was an eye-popping 66% of erosion of so-called median wealth for Hispanics between the years 2005 and 2009. Meanwhile, the median wealth for whites fell just 16% over the same period. Sabrina Tavernisi, let's begin by describing what this median wealth idea is as a statistical measure of income or wealth disparity in America.
So what wealth is your assets minus your liabilities. So things like a car, your house, things you own, your savings, any stocks you might have, minus the debts you have for your house, credit card debt, a car loan. That's what wealth is. So it's not income, and income disparities tend to be a little bit lower, but this is the wealth you've accumulated, essentially, something you can pass on to your children. And the median is simply the central point of that. So it's not an average of everybody. It's the center point. It's the middle.
And this wealth concept really captures a much bigger set of issues in sort of family financial security, it seems to me. And how wealthy you are, how much money you have in the bank, also bears probably directly on how secure you feel, whether the math works out directly. And we're finding really significant disparities in who's had their wealth eroded. What were some of the surprises from the Pew report?
Probably the biggest one was that Hispanics lost their wealth, their median wealth dropped by 66%, which is quite remarkable. You have blacks dropping by 53, whites just by 16, and Asians also by 54. Now, the issue with Hispanics is that, and with minorities generally, is that they tend to have a lot of their assets tied up in housing, in home equity. And when the housing market collapsed, their wealth kind of went along with it. Whites tend to have much more of their wealth in savings and stocks and in 401k plans, in more diversified. I think whites have about 45% maybe of their wealth in home equity, whereas Hispanics have almost 67% of their wealth in home equity. And Hispanics also tend to live in places that were hardest hit by the housing crisis, so California, Nevada, Arizona, and that brought their wealth down. But you're right. I mean, wealth is really – it's something that protects you when the economy goes bad. So it's really – minorities tend to be much more buffeted by the storms that the economy whips up than whites do.
You know, what this constitutes really is a very alarming X-ray of exactly what happened. I mean, during the 1990s and the early part of this century, when the housing bubble really encouraged a lot of these groups to become homeowners, and then it's really snapped back disproportionately to exclude them and to deny them wealth at a very, very economically vulnerable time, wouldn't you say?
Yes, that's exactly right. And if you look at the numbers that go back to 1984, you see that in fact the 2009 levels that we're looking at, if you account for inflation and measure it in 2009 dollars, in fact it's lower than the amount than the median wealth that these groups had in 1984. So both for blacks and Hispanics, it's erased huge. Many, many years of gain.
Back to 1984 for blacks and Hispanics. That's a huge reversal. That's Sabrina Tavernisi, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, on the Pew Center study on economic disparities in the U.S. You can see the details by going to thetakeaway.org, but we're going to focus on one of those details. He's a human being, Carlos Sainz. Carlos used to work in construction. He's in Orlando, Florida. Good morning, Carlos.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
You know, we're looking at this Pew Center study, and I have to say it's made me feel a little depressed this morning. And Sabrina Tavernisi right there suggested that blacks and Hispanics, particularly in this economic downturn, have erased wealth gains that go back to the mid-1980s. Are you feeling about the same or worse economically than you were, say, two decades ago?
No, Well, I'm feeling pretty much the same and also the worst, I think, because the recession has really hit, especially in the state of Florida where I live. The home values have decreased more than 50% here. And with the depreciation of real estate and the lack of unemployment, right now Central Florida is around 11-12% unemployment rate. There's quite a lot of people out there still looking for work, and the industry that I used to be in, architecture, construction, planning, new development, that's hardly seen right now.
And so you've got a double whammy. First of all, you're in construction, which has been hard hit because homes aren't being constructed. But are you noticing that your neighbors and people like you are losing their homes, and that sort of erodes their wealth as well?
Oh, yes, yes. Just in the neighborhood that I live in one block, you can be here out of one block of homes, out of 10 homes, two are empty. So there's quite a lot of neighborhoods like that. See, places where you go into banks don't even want to maintain them, and people are losing just their home values. They are just dragging. They're not. You know, you can tell that people are not doing any better, and if the economy doesn't pick up, I don't know really what's going to happen.
And so, these are Latino communities, right, that you're talking about?
Well, not really. I mean, no. Where I live is pretty much it's a mixed community. You know, we have all sorts of people with multiple backgrounds, and not just. I don't live in a Latino community. I live where there is, you know, white people, some black people as well, and Oriental people. So it's a really a mix. People from, you know, with different backgrounds.
Sure. And, I mean, the recession, of course, bears on all of those communities. But according to the Pew report, it's been disproportionately harsh to blacks and Latinos. And Carlos Sainz confirms that, at least in his own personal trajectory. He used to work in construction, been unemployed for over 2 years. Carlos, good luck to you.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. Have a good day.
More of The Takeaway by heading to our site, thetakeaway.org. Check out some of the other news that we're covering, including the debate over the debt ceiling. You know how to reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. I'm John Huckabee. Celeste Headlee is back tomorrow. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.